Great performance altogether. Actually, and you go to a tournament like that, the European Youth, where there were 40 countries competing, there were 408 boxers entered, and to come back with 6 medals, a gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze, it's brilliant for Irish boxing.
And it's been the best performance by an Irish team at a European Youth in quite some time.
It has, actually. Now it's great. Like, you know, and this time the girls and boys were together, like, so we had 3 girls there and 1 fella in the final, like, you know, so it was great to have 4. We had 16 all together, so we had quarter of our team in the finals, like, so it was brilliant, you know. There was Ireland boxing 36 contests. They won 21 and lost 15, you know. And over the 7 days of boxing, there were 314 contests. So a lot of boxing watching and some great performances. And in saying that, there was a few people there that could have got over the line as well, went on to the finals, but they just didn't get the wee rub of the green, you know. A lot of tight fights, tight contests, you know.
Yeah. Did you expect to get so many medals going out, or were you hoping that you could get so many medals going out, Peter?
Well, we had a great belief in all the boxers. Like, we had a very, very good team. You know, 8 very good fellas were all champions, youth champions, national youth champions, and the girls was the same, you know. We had great, but we never believed that we would have had 4 in the finals. Like,
and we have to mention, of course, the local man. That's Jude Gallagher. A fantastic performance by him. He's medaled now at a big major youth tournament, so he has taken bronze.
As a credit, they Jude, and a credit to his club and his family. The performances they put on out there was brilliant, you know, and he was beaten by the man who went on. They eventually won them, the Hungarian, beat the Russian yesterday in the final. Like, and the fight that Jude gave that man on Tuesday night, like, was something out of the ordinary, you know. It was a brilliant fight, you know.
The score was 5-0, but according to reports, the fight was actually much tighter than that in the ring, so it was.
A lot closer, actually, a lot closer. Like, you know, the rounds could have been divided, no problem, like, you know what I mean. But it's out there, some of the boxing's just like the Eurovision Song Contest, they're judging countries, you know. And just if you don't have that wee bit of luck or whatever, then there's nothing you can do about it, just, you know.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic contest, you know, and there was a lot of people in the crowd from all our nationalities, and especially the Italians themselves, like, but Jude won the fight, you know.
Yeah, and of course he's going to go to the Worlds now as well, so he's later in the year.
He's off to the World Championships, and they'll probably take place in Hungary in August, that watching, so he'll be setting up a good camp for 6 weeks now shortly, and hopefully Jude can go one or two better now when he gets to the Worlds. But he's a good lad for the future.
Yeah. And other fine performances as well by Irish fighters. But from your own point of view, you were manager to a successful Irish team, Peter. How much pride, how much enjoyment did you get out of off the tournament and watching these young starlets shine?
Oh, it's great to be involved at all, actually, but to be appointed as team manager there for a national team, you go to European Championships, it's great, you know. And I must mention as well that the coaches done a great job there as well, Billy McLean and Michael Carruth, Olympic gold medalist, and Michael Mongan and Anita Just, you know, they all played their part. We were there as Team Ireland, and everybody played their part, you know. Nobody could be singled out that. Actually, it was a great from everybody, you know.
Well, listen, Peter, many congratulations to you as manager, and of course to your coaches, and in particular the fighters as well, who done a fantastic job, and they've got a world championship now to look forward to later in the year. So well done.
Thanks very much, Ashin. Thank you.